The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny DeMarello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool? See, they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, Rock and Lindsay, we're back with Total Divas Episode 7 of Season 2. And, well, things are about to get interesting. Right, Rock?
Oh, yeah.
Seems we're going to have some mix-ups with the Bellas. And, well, somebody's going to get weird.
Weird, you say? Weird?
Weird. So we'll tell you all about it right after the break, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Hi everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here!
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slobber knocker.
Cause now I'm back, back, back on top of the world. I'm back, back, back on top of the world. Yeah, I'm back, back, back on top of the world. The world, the world, the world.
And welcome back to The Rack Extra. We are back with, yes, again, Seasons 2, Episode 7, and we're in Washington with Bree and Brian as well. Bree's looking at wedding dresses.
Well, they are getting married.
They are getting married, and Brian's, you know, giving her a hard time about it.
They are a couple months away from the wedding at this point.
Oh, she's going full force, y'all. She's going for it.
He's eating her face.
He's trying to eat her face. She said, you know, we need to practice our kiss, and then he proceeds to try and bite her nose off.
He is not taking this serious at all.
No.
Wow. Wow, they showed how Natty, she did how the Natty and TJ kiss, and that, well, that feels like we're not in love.
And, well, there's Summer. And she's showing up at Eva Marie's hotel room.
Summer's friends were texting Summer, and that one of her exes just got engaged. And she's like, she's kind of jealous that all of her exes are now engaged to other people.
Well, it sucks, you know, but it happens. If you're not the one, you're not the one, you know?
And she's clearly not the one for whoever she's been with. She was apparently with her last ex for 2 years. She's all sad. She has no one to share her success with.
Yeah, and she doesn't even have anybody on the radar. She's, you know, flying single.
And now she wants Eva... God, cameraman, can you stay still? Eva, yeah. Marie can, you know, hook... Jonathan had hooked Summer up with somebody. Now we're with the Usos. In bed.
And Trinity wants a kiss, and John's like, it's too early for that shit.
Wow, he is not a kiss. He wants to get it in. And now she brings up that, you know, he has to remind her to take her pills. She's very forgetful of her pills.
It's a pill! You take it every day!
She says it's too much for her to get pregnant right now. Apparently, he already has 2 kids from a previous relationship.
He does, yes. And they're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
They have their daddy's smile. Which is going to get that little boy and that little girl in so much trouble. Get the shotgun, John. Get the shotgun.
Right.
You're going to need it.
And she's like, you're not getting any, John.
Then we're all meeting at the hotel. We're getting ready to go. Wow, that's like the classiest I think I've ever seen Eva Marie look.
Right? She's actually covered up and proper. and they're all complimenting on how cute she is. Natty actually gave her a compliment. Summer's wearing the dress she's wearing because, you know, the text messages. Eva Marie's like, you're just trying to have a boo. She's apparently the only single girl in the Divas division.
So you hear that, boys and girls? They are all taken.
Every last one of them. Well, if you think about it, kind of makes sense. Especially where the roster is right at this point.
Yeah.
And now Bree's talking about how, you know, they first, Bree and Dana first got together when they start working together in the storyline. Where Daniel Bryan was, the Bellas were fighting over Daniel Bryan.
I remember that storyline.
That was an awesome story.
This is so cute. She's talking about how they got together.
Yeah. Aww. She got a crush and, you know, how they both had to kiss Daniel at one point. Once the storyline ended, they actually went actually full force together as a couple. That's a cute story. From working together, then they actually became, you know, a couple. As Nikki surprises Brie.
It scares the crap out of her.
Yeah.
Don't do that, Nikki. She'll lose an eyeball.
Brie had to have some meatloaf. Hey, it's Emma and Santino.
And they're feuding with Summer and Fandango, so this is recent.
Yeah, the road to WrestleMania. Hey, people are doing the Emma dance. And Summer's talking about how her and Fandango have some great chemistry together. And he's cute.
So there's that.
As Emma is in control of Summer. As Summer taps out. As we go backstage, all the production stuff's being moved around.
We see Summer in her fancy dress. And there's Fandango eating dinner shirtless.
Now
she's putting the moves on him.
How they're a good visual couple together. And you know, you down Tampa now? He lives right on the beach, and she's all like, she's putting the moves on Fandango. It is clear and evident.
The dress does not fit her right.
No, it doesn't, and, you know. But she basically asks him out to dinner when he's back in town. She's like, we're good working business partners, you know. You never know.
You see the crew in the background trying to avoid the camera.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And now we're going wedding dress shopping, y'all. With Brie Bella, her mother, her friend. Oh, they're pretty, but they're mermaids.
See,
I don't like mermaid style. I'm sorry, I just don't like it. You have to be a certain type of body to wear them, and Brie Bella has that body, so she can pull it off, but... You basically have to be tall and skinny and have no hips and no ass to pull those off.
Gotcha. And we should mention Nikki's not here yet.
Yeah, Nikki hasn't shown up yet.
As she continues to try on different dresses.
But basically they have found Nikki's wedding dress.
So that, you know, making John, you know, propose. Da-da-da-da! She's found the dress.
The lace on it's very pretty. It's a very, very beautiful dress. And they're going to add a lace detail to it.
It fits her like a glove.
Eh, kind of.
like
but
her.
But she's got the whole shebang on. It needs to be fitted right. It fits her nicely, but it needs to be fitted because it's loose in a little bit of areas because she's just so petite.
Right.
So.
But when you know, you know. And she knew.
And, well, Bree's a little upset because Nikki wasn't there when she found the dress and she wanted Nikki there.
Oh, she just happened to show up right after she found the dress.
And they're talking about the new house and how nice it is.
Another big reveal!
Okay, that's a cute dress. Nikki does not want to be there.
No, she doesn't. She wants no part of it. Oh, lordy.
Oh, hell. Oh, it's going down.
All right, where do you want to start?
We kind of just need to start with, you know, wedding dress shopping and the wedding stuff in general, because that's going to be the driving force. And, well, we can tell Nikki wants no part of it.
Nope. She wants no part of picking out a dress. She's not sort of happy with it.
No, she's real. Well, I mean, it's a hard thing to one, watch your younger sister get married.
Right.
Despite the fact that they're twins. It's still hard to watch your younger sister get married before you. And also, you know, to be in at this point, what Nikki would be in this committed relationship with John. And know that they're not going to get married.
Yeah, that's the hard part for her.
That's the hard part for her. She's completely in love with John. She wants to spend the rest of her life with him. And from his point of view, all he's willing to do is move in together and be in that committed relationship.
Right.
Which, to be fair, for him, that's probably a big step. But Nikki wants the wedding. She wants the kids. She wants the fairy tale. And John is unwilling to, at this point, give her the fairy tale. So I can imagine that's incredibly tough for her.
Right.
And, well, as we know, Nikki doesn't handle things as gracefully as some people would like. And, well, it comes out in other ways, which we're seeing her, you know, it's like she was late to the fitting, or she was late to, you know, the dress shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And Bree really wanted her there. And, well, Bree found the dress without her sister there.
Which is a big monumental moment.
Yeah, it's like, it's, you know, it's, you want your you know, whoever you want to be there, your mother, your sister, your brother, your aunt, whoever you want to be there, you want them to be there. So that's kind of a blow to the fact that, you know, she wasn't there. Because she missed that moment with her sister, and that's something that, you know, it's really, like you said, when you know, and it's a special moment that you share with everybody there when you find that dress. And you know it's the one.
Right.
So, yeah, that's just, and you can just tell, Nikki did not want to be there. She did not want to be a part of it.
Nope. She could give no craps about it.
So.
Whatsoever.
Things are going to get interesting there, to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
And we're back, and I don't know where they are, but it looks cold!
There's snow.
The river is frozen! We see everybody leaving the hotel. They're getting pictures with fans. They're driving away.
Oh, Lana!
Oh, Lana! So apparently Summer's looking hot because, well, Lana's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know who Lana is, well, you know why you got to step up your game.
Natty, too. They brought up Natty. Natty will have a problem because she doesn't like another blonde. Now the girls are talking about forgetting their birth control. Now she's talking about an implant thing.
Well, I thought Eva couldn't have kids, or she would have problems having kids. So it's not as big of a deal for her.
No. Apparently she's able to have kids.
Yeah, they're talking about basically the birth control implant. They stick it in you, and you don't have kids for 3 years. And you know, Trinity hasn't talked to John about it. It's her body. It's her decision. And, you know, they're basically saying, you know, you should talk to him about it because, well, you don't know where, you know, 3 years is a long time, and you don't know where you're going to be in 3 years.
Right.
It's something you can get it removed, but they don't recommend that you do that. Like, you have, this is something you have to commit to for 3 years.
Right. She'd rather ask for forgiveness than get permission.
Yeah, you're, well, once it's done, it's done. Like, right. That's the thing. I mean, what if you decide, you know, 6 months down the road that you want to have kids?
She wants as many kids as possible, just not right now.
Which is fair, but at the same time, it's...
That's a decision you need to make with your significant other.
Yeah, because, like I said, 3 years, that's a very long time. And you don't know where you're going to be, and you don't know where he's going to be in 3 years. And a lot can happen.
A lot can happen in 6 months.
Yeah, so it's like, okay.
Hey, it's AJ.
Hey, AJ and Addie. And Sabina.
And AJ's just beating up. Now, here come the fucking Nactyls. Funk is on a roll.
And AJ bails as Tamina gets her butt kicked by the Funkadactyls.
They're talking about how hard they're working to get shots at the title. Especially Trinity. Trinity's like, you know, it's time for someone else to be champion other than AJ, and that person is her.
Hey, girl, I'm with you. Anyway, we're back in Phoenix at La Bella Bridal. Ironically enough, and well, the Bella twins are shopping for bridesmaids' dresses.
Red is her color. She just thinks she deserves something red, something beautiful.
Nikki's pulling dresses. Holy crap!
She loves the dress, and Breeze has the same reaction you do.
Boobs!
Boobs, boobs.
Everywhere! Oh my god!
Yeah, her boobs are clearly out.
Yeah, Brie is basically going for a classy affair, and she's like, dude, no. Boobs everywhere. No.
She's like, that's a lot of boob.
She just told her she needs to look more respectable.
Mm-hmm. She needs to be conservative. And Nikki's like, I gotta look like me. And Bree's like, it's just my wedding.
Nikki doesn't want to play nice. That's actually a really nice dress on her.
Nikki's like, where's my boobs? My boobs are covered. Why are my boobs covered? And she's not happy. She was not happy.
She's not
her.
Happy. No, she definitely likes to show them off. And we're with, you know, Trinity's mom. And while she's going to the lady doctor, yet another lady doctor visit on this show.
You learn so much from the show, guys. Just pointing this one out. Is she going to have the thing done?
I don't know if she's going to have the thing done or if she's just going to find out about it. But basically, her mom's like, wait, what?
You didn't tell John yet? You didn't tell John what? No.
If her mom's taking her, I would bet she's going to have the thing done.
That's what it seemed like.
I think they have to put you under for it, or they at least give you a local anesthetic.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Okay.
Go.
Alright. We're going to talk about the Trinity situation first, and then we're going to get back into the Bellas. Trinity, girl, I love you. No. You don't get that kind of crap done and not tell your husband, okay?
your newly married husband.
Yeah, your newly married husband. You know, you gotta
say, hey, John, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? I think it's stupid, Trinity. Well, it's my body. I'm going to do whatever I want.
Well, it's not even that. It's something of you make that decision together of, you know, because basically she's committing to not having kids for 3 years, and it might be something of, you know, like I said before, 6 months down the road she may change her mind, and by that point it might be too late to get it taken out, which means you got to wait 3 years. So it's you need to make that decision together as a couple to say, okay, well, we're going to wait till this point to have children.
Right.
And so it's, you know, you both make that agreement together and you both uphold that agreement together. That's an easier thing to do. And it's not even asking permission. It's both of you agreeing to that. It's he's okay with it and you're okay with it. Because guess what? She gets this done and he's not okay with it. That's going to create some huge problems.
And he already seemed like he wasn't going to be okay with waiting for kids.
Yeah, he's kind of ready to have kids with her right now because they've been together multiple years. They finally just got married. You know, he's ready to start a family with her.
Maybe not in 6 months, maybe a year from now and go, okay, this is where we are. You're going to be a certain age, you know, and you want to have multiple kids. So waiting 3 years sort of does put a damper on that. Since he's from a big family in general, you would assume she even said she wants multiple kids.
Yeah, and she's in her late 20s right now. So she wants multiple kids. She's going to need to start sooner than later.
Right, so 3 years is a long time. And we're back with the lady doctor. Yeah, she's going for it.
She's getting it done, and he doesn't know. He didn't even know where she's at. Oh my God. And her mom's like, no. Her mom's like, you need to think about this.
She's 26 at the moment.
Okay, so she's 26, so she's probably got about 3 years. She
perfect timing then, huh?
Yeah. But still, it's, I don't know. And, well, she's going back to get it done.
Like, you don't want to hold off on any options, you know. You know. They're putting it in. They're about to put this thing in.
And I'm not looking.
As they cut open her arm.
You're stabbing her with a knife. Of course she, you know, I think she'd let you know she's going to feel it.
And it's been put in.
And that's it. She's done.
She really had it done without talking to him. That takes some balls.
Oh, she's not even... Oh, this is going to be an explosion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going to have an angry Uso on our hands. And we're with Summer and Fandango, and he's picking her up in a car. A chauffeur-driven car, I might add. Very classy.
This is their first date. Fandango says he's always single.
That should be, like, you know, a warning sign right there.
He's like, don't show me up with your nice clothes ever again. And, well, she's a diva, so she will. That's what they do.
It's a date, dude! You don't show up looking like a tool. And they're going to a bar.
Classy.
This is like a bad episode of, like, First Date or whatever that
blind
dating show was.
Blind Date.
Blind Date. That's what this is like. This is like an episode of Blind Date.
Yeah.
without the snarky comments.
Well, here are the snarky comments right here.
Yeah, here are the snarky comments right here.
Just do the air bubble. Plop! Anyway.
They're drinking margaritas.
Out of a mason jar.
She's licking the salt off. She's trying to flirt. And he's really kind of, you know, ignoring her.
He's all into the menu and she's...
Yeah, he wants to get food. Like, that's what he's into. He wants to get food, and she's trying to put her moves on him, and he's just not even, you know, having any of it, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Oh. He's talking about how open do you want to get. He's talking about, you know, how, you know, he won't rush into anything. If he meets the right girl, then he'll settle down, but, you know.
Yada, yada, yada.
Pretty much, yeah. It's a bunch of yada.
This is just special.
This is, yeah, she's trying to put all the moves on, and he's just, food.
Dude, the waitress is getting more action than she is.
Right? As she's taking a drink, and the old ladies cheer, and he's paying attention to them, as they give them a round of applause.
All we need is the cave hot tub. That's literally all we need.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in the gym with John and Nikki. They're working out. Bree and Brian show up.
And now they're talking about the dresses.
Nikki blows her off.
I gotta work out. Bree's coming back over. Now we got a seating chart problem, and Nikki's pushing her away.
John's like, oh, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki just tells her to leave.
Gym equals no wedding talk. Nikki's working, busy working out, and Bree's, you know, upset about it.
And then there's John Cena, who's just a smart ass, and it's awesome.
Yeah, that they were having a conversation about floor arrangements before y'all started bitching at each other. Nikki told Bree to focus on her snatch.
Oh my god, Nikki is having none of this, and it's awesome. Now we're back in the car with Summer and Fandango. They're feeling good. They're heading to the cave hot tub.
Yes, they are. Because it is blind date. You have the in-car camera. They're messing with each other. They're complimenting each other.
They're drunk.
This is totally blind date.
They went to the crappy restaurant. Yep. This is totally blind date. This is completely, totally, 100% blind date.
Oh, this is tremendous. They're going to go into the pool.
Yep.
And look how undressed she has gotten. And now she's back with her jacket.
Well, that's cutting. Yeah. Anyway, we're back at Fandango's place. The Dance Master revealed. They're looking through his fridge. They're getting flirty. Mm-hmm.
Now he's finally getting, you know, now he's actually paying attention to her.
He's eating again! Good lord!
And, you know, he's like, you can stay around a little longer if you want.
And now they're drinking, which is never good, and they're locking arms.
This is totally blind date, even with the shitty, wallpaper, or not wallpaper, paint on the wall.
Yeah.
It's blind date 101.
She's drunk. He's drunk.
And there's talk of a hot tub, and now she goes right for it.
Here we go, y'all.
They're making out on the couch.
They're getting weird.
Oh.
And here it comes.
Oh, Lord. So let's talk about Blind Date.
That was completely 100% Blind Date. That was totally it. Like, it was the setup and everything for it.
Yeah, somebody watched an episode of Blind Date once. And
we needed the air bubbles.
Yeah.
And that's all we needed was the air bubbles and, like, the... Because it's like, the way that it always worked was they would do the crappy activity.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would, you know, go to dinner, and then they would get in the hot tub, and then they would either leave and hate each other, or they would make out.
Right. Oh, and since it is a reality show, we are getting the confessional things, like they have in Blind Date as well.
Uh-huh.
This is totally Blind Date. Now, if you don't know what Blind Date is, it was a cheesy show back in the day. So yeah, Blind Date 101 on Total Divas.
Actually, didn't some WWE wrestler show up on it?
Maybe.
I think somebody did. I don't remember who, though.
It was hosted by Roger Lodge. It ended back in 2006. Just for anyone actually paying attention to what we're talking about. So, what else do you want to talk about from that series of stuff?
Trinity, again, you getting that done without him knowing? Oh, girl, you're in for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, how would you feel if, you know, your wife or girlfriend did that to you?
I would be pissed. Legit pissed. Because you don't do that to somebody. Especially someone you're in love with, someone you're married to, someone you're really dating. It's like, you're now putting a hold, it's basically you're putting a hold on your life for 3 years. Like, you can't make any other decision. Like, you have to wait 3 years to make this major decision now. Do you have a family or not? You never know what happens in 3 years. 3 years is a very long time.
Right, as we've pointed out, and it's like, we'll get into this in a minute, because we're back on Blind Date, and well, he's now gotten topless, and they're just going for it.
Yeah, they are. And didn't work. They weren't feeling each other. No chemistry.
No chemistry.
She feels nothing. She's not turned on at all by Fandango.
And he's like, shit.
She got them all going and there's nothing. There's no instant connection between the two.
And he's like, I just did all that and I didn't even get lucky.
Right? He's all frustrated now. She doesn't want to ruin whatever they have going on. And now we're in a car with Bree and Brian. Bree is now bitching about how Nikki's gotten on her nerves about all the wedding stuff.
Brian's trying to calm her down. He's like, basically, you're both at fault. Just chill.
Right. Not the first time she's been shut down about the wedding by Nikki. She, you know, it's you know, Nikki is destroying this for Brie. And now we're training at the Performance Center.
And we see Eva and Summer working together. They're practicing.
And she's not going to tell the girls about what went on with Fandango. And it's Trinity in the ring, and she's beating up Samurai. It's her new arm decoration. She's talking about how she's now been neutered for 3 years.
And John doesn't know.
And now, And Eva's actually right about something. It is, as we were saying, a decision the couple should make together.
Yep, and he doesn't know when it's done.
Speaking of the devil.
And he shows up.
Now she's kicking his ass.
They're flirting.
He kicked him in the butt. And, you know. And they're doing this in the ring.
In front of the girls.
Oh, come on, Trin. And now she tells them that she got the implant done. Trinity, really? In the ring.
I guess you do it when you do it. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Well, now we're going to see kind of maybe what led to the Summer Fandango breakup. But we'll get into that, but...
Where do you want to start?
Oh, Summer. Summer. Like, I get there's, like, an instant connection, but, you know, with the whole kiss thing, but, you know, maybe you should kind of figure that out before you're at his house and you're getting naked on his couch.
That would have been smart.
Like, you know, you had plenty of opportunities to kiss him.
Well, he was too busy eating.
He was too busy eating, but it's like, you know, in the car, in the restaurant, you know, wherever. You had plenty of opportunities before, you know, you went back to his house with him, and you gave him the impression that he was going to get lucky. And yes, she can absolutely back out. I'm not saying she can't, but that's kind of a dick move. I'm sorry. It kind of is.
Right.
I respect the fact that she backed out absolutely 100%, because that is her right to, but you couldn't have figured that out sooner?
Apparently not. She has to, you know, get all up in Fandango's dongo and before she realizes that there's no chemistry. That kind of sucks.
That does kind of suck, yeah.
That's called you're getting the guy all worked up and then... Nope. Cut off at first base.
Poor Fandango. Poor Summer, but... And I think it's kind of a little skeezy, too, that it's like she's going out with him basically because she's husband hunting. That's what she's doing. It's, you know, it's, well, my friend just got engaged, so I'm going to go find somebody now. What's the nearest man I can find? Oh, Fandango works.
Fandango works, right?
Like, that to me just felt a little skeezy. It's like, come on.
Oh, I'm with you.
It's like, dating a guy purely out of jealousy usually never works.
Nope.
So?
Nope, because you're not really having the connection. You're faking it. And if you're faking it, well, that relationship won't work at all.
No, it really won't. But speaking of faking it, Nikki is definitely not faking it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. When you say Nikki and not faking it, anyway. Continue.
Oh, she's not feeling it at
all. No,
she's...
no, but my mind went elsewhere, but we're back anyway. And we're back with the birth control.
And now she's telling him, in the ring.
Yeah.
And he's not happy.
She doesn't want a surprise pregnancy. What? Really? He wanted to be there. He's pissed. He has every right to be pissed.
Oh, he has every right. Absolutely, 100%. And he wanted to be here with her when she got it done, and she's saying, it's my body.
He's calling what she did shady. And it is.
It is. Oh, it completely is. And he walks off, not happy.
And now we're in San Diego. Oh, look. Nikki has wine.
And wedding invitations. It's the wooden wedding invitations.
I thought you guys were against cutting down trees, and this is recycling. They're fighting.
Basically, Nikki doesn't want to put the invitations together.
He's like, you know, you don't give consideration about me and how this my week's been, you know. And Bree just called Nikki a bitch. Nikki's, you know, talking about how she's exhausted and Bree's exhausted, and yeah, it's a big old sister fight.
Yeah, and Nikki basically gets told, you know, fired as maid of honor. And it's going down between John and Trin and Fandango and Summer later, but yeah, we got to talk about the sister fight, because, yeah. Again, Nikki's not feeling it. We've been saying it the whole time. I can understand it's hard for her, but she's being kind of a little bit of a bitch about it. A
little bit.
You know, I can understand she's upset. I can understand this is a hard process for her to watch, especially with everything she's gone through and she's going through right now. I can totally empathize with her, but at the same time, it's like, this is your sister's wedding. And it's very clear that Bree wants to share this experience with Nikki as much as possible. She wants her sister and her mother involved. She wants her family there, because it means a lot to her.
Yes, it does.
She's marrying the love of her life, and she wants her sister to be there. And, you know, Nikki isn't really participating, and she's not doing what she's supposed to do. And if you've never been in a wedding, if you've never been, especially maid of honor or matron of honor, then you don't understand actually how much work it is. Basically, if you're the bride's maid of honor, you're her assistant.
Right.
You help her with everything.
Right.
That's kind of your job in the wedding, is to make sure that you and the bride work together to get it all planned and laid out and everything like that. And that's also the point of the bridesmaids. The bridesmaids also help do that. Or basically, that's your role, that's your job. You're a bridesmaid. You are there to help the bride, not stand there and look pretty.
Right.
And so, you know, it's something of, you know, I'm sure Nikki knew that when she signed up. I'm sure she said yes, you know, because that's her sister, and absolutely. But, you know, again, it's like you can't blow it off.
Nope. No, you really can't. And she's just not. She just wants no part of it right now. She's fed up, and because I think in her mind she's realizing that, well, this is a good moment for you, but for me, it's like, this is what I really want. But in her head, knowing she can't, she's not going to have it. So it's very difficult for her. And I think that's what we're going to hear. We're going to hear probably come from her at some point.
Oh, probably. Wouldn't be the least bit surprised, but that still doesn't give you the excuse to be a bitch about it.
No, you should, woman up and deal with it.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's like I said, I empathize with her. I completely empathize. But at the same time, it's like, this is your sister's wedding. It's probably the only wedding she's going to have.
Once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime. Bree and Brian will probably be married for the rest of their lives, and she wants, and I think part of Bree's drive is that Nikki will never have it.
Right, and she wants to include her as much as possible. And we're back, and they're taking pictures and stuff. It's Bree and her mother driving down the road together.
And now they're talking about kids.
Baseball and wrestling. I mean, that's Bree's response. And now Bree's complaining to her mother about, you know, what Nikki's not doing. And Bree basically told Nikki not to come. Bree wants more effort from Nikki. And Bree's like, Nikki should be my bitch right now. as we just detailed in the, as we were talking a couple minutes ago. But Brie was very front. Nikki needs to be my bitch. And now Brie's, the mother is bringing up a, my point was, this may not happen for Nikki. And now Brie's really like, maybe I'm rubbing this in her face. And, you know, Brie wants Nikki to, you know, bring it up.
Yeah, basically, they're talking about everything we just talked about, and...
And now
basically,
they're
going to talk it out.
They're going to have a talk. Let's hug it out. And now we're in an arena somewhere.
We're in Omaha at Raw. And we see Summer and Fandango.
She doesn't want to mix business with pleasure. It's the excuse she's basically about to lay on Fandango.
Oh. Just tell him the truth. I didn't feel it. Well, I'm sure she felt it, but she didn't feel the chemistry.
Yeah. If they get shipwrecked on an island somewhere, maybe then, maybe. We can figure it out. Fandango's like, thanks for breaking my heart.
She's like, shut up!
She wants no one to know, and it's Trinity's looking for John. Hey, look, there's John.
Oh, he's not happy.
Nope. And he's like, he's still upset, and she's... Now he brings up, what if I got a vasectomy without telling you? It's like, oh, I guess we're having no babies. And we go to break. With a Storm Cloud commercial.
It's a Harry Potter commercial, but it's very apropos.
It is.
So, where do you want to start?
Wherever you want.
We'll get into Trin and John in a minute, because that's not quite done. But yeah, basically, as we said, Nikki's having a hard time with it, and Bree's just now realizing, oh, well, maybe I should talk to her about it.
You think? Might be smart.
Because, you know, the thing is, you saw John was uncomfortable with all the wedding talk, too.
Because he knows, well, wedding talk, oh, that means it's going to come back on me.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because, you know, once Brie gets married, it's like, you know, John, you should be next. And he was on The View the other day. They brought up that exact question. So, are you getting married to Nikki? Your girlfriend Nikki? From what we hear, you guys are going to get married. We're engaged. And he just totally avoided it. I would do anything for her, is what his basic response was.
Except marry her.
You never ever know. They may be already engaged. You never know.
Oh, they could be. You never know. That could be the big surprise at the end of the season is Brian and Nikki get married and, you know, or Brian and Brie, excuse me, and Nikki and John get engaged. You never know.
That's
the thing is, like, he could totally change his mind or, you know what, Nikki and John could break up. We don't know. That's a fantastic thing about the show. You just don't know. But, well, we need to talk about Trouble in Paradise just a little bit because, well, it seems the honeymoon is over for Trin and John.
Yeah. Yeah. John is not happy with Trinity right now because she went behind his back and, well, yeah. And he has every single right to be as angry and pissed off as he is. And I'm surprised he is keeping it as calm as he is.
Oh, I'm very surprised, too. And, you know, she's right. It is her body. It is her decision. As we come back from break.
And they're talking about, you know, recapping what we just saw.
Yeah.
She's basically saying, I have the right to do, you know, I think I have the right to do this to my body. See, her response, if he got the vasectomy, he'd try to kill you.
Oh. But he just wanted to be a part of the process. He would have been fine with it if she had said, hey, I want to get this done. He would have been cool with it. But he wanted to be there.
Right.
And now she's apologizing.
She has to realize they're one now. They're not two people, they're one person. They're a team. They have to make decisions together.
She says basically she's going to have his babies, but it's just going to be a few more years. And he kisses her, and they kind of make up.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, it's the best thing you did to yourself, girl. Because now he can get as much as he wants without any worry.
And we hear Funk is on a roll, because it's about to get funky up in here.
Oh, yeah. Because Funk is on a roll.
Oh, it's the purple lipstick. Honey, no. No, 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 no. Not the purple lipstick. Not the purple lipstick.
Oh, yeah, it is the purple lipstick with the awful outfit. She does not need sleeves and does not need purple lipstick.
Well, we know why now she was wearing the sleeves, was because she had the thing done.
Yeah. But still, it... No. No, purple is not... No. No, no, Naomi. No, Trini. No.
Wait.
What?
Is this that match? No, that's not this match.
No, 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 no.
Where she got hurt.
That's coming. And now the Bellas are going to have a private conversation outside, not in front of people.
They must be somewhere warm.
They must be. Bree's talking about how sometimes she might be a little crazy.
Nikki's not having any part of it.
Nikki's like, I don't have time all this time. I don't have a free moment. I'm not a normal person. Talking about how Nikki has a busy schedule, you know. And Nikki's like,
she's like, we could plan a fake wedding for you. And she's like, yeah, screw you.
Mm-hmm. This is their way of, their Brie way of apologizing, the Nikki way of forgiving each other.
The Bella way.
And she goes for a fake shake, and now they hug. Because they're not really hugging.
No, they're not. That wasn't a hug. Damn it, Brie, you're dating Brian. He should know how to hug.
Yeah,
and teach you.
If not, ask Kane. He will teach.
Wow.
Do you have a penis? Anyway. Oh, good lord, next week.
Oh, we're seeing Cameron's single drop next week. And Summer and Eva becoming a tag team. Oh, next week is going to be special.
And there you go. And we get to see, as we were talking about, the eye injury.
So it's next week.
Next week. Next week, we, you know, like we said, anything can happen.
Anything can happen, and we just kind of need to break that down. So basically, Brie finally takes, you know, Nikki's feelings into consideration, even though I still think Nikki was being a little bit of too much of a bitch about it. Like I said, she has the right... She can feel the way she feels, but at the same time, you know, it's like, if you're not comfortable with it or you're having a problem with it, don't be a bitch. Just say, you know, hey, this is too much.
Right.
Or, hey, I can't do this right now. Can we do it another time? Or, I don't feel up to doing this right now. It's really not that hard to say. you don't have to be rude about it. And that's, I think, the thing that I have the problem with the whole situation is, it's like, you know, if Nikki's not feeling it, fine. She has absolutely that right to not feel it, but don't be a jerk.
Exactly.
And as for Trinity, well, I think Trinity and John learned their lesson.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they did. But they're all happy and all that fun stuff, so. Now John can have all the sex with her he wants.
Yeah, so basically, lesson, you know, like last week, lesson learned. You know, if you're going to get something like that done, 9 times out of 10, your spouse will absolutely support you in that. Which, that's what he was. He was supportive of her. He would have happily, you know, gone with her to get that procedure done, but he wanted to be involved in the process, which he really should have been involved in the process, even if it was just a, you know, hey, what's up, I'm getting this done.
Right. Because it is still a decision a couple should make together.
Right. I mean, it's her body, and, you know, she has 100% the right to do what she wants with it, but at the same time, like, you know, basically the theme of the episode, you have to take the other person's feelings into consideration, which Trinity didn't do. And so it's basically, now she's got to tell her husband, oh yeah, we can't have kids for 3 years, and he's like, wait, what?
Right.
Like, you know, he, like I said, he would have respected the decision had they made it together.
Correct.
Because now it's in his head, he can plan for it and say, okay, well, 3 years, we're not going to have kids, fine. Rather than that kind of being sprung on him, and he's got to accept that all at once.
Yeah. So what we learned tonight, communication is key for any loving relationship.
Yep, pretty much.
And we had a very, very cheesy version of Blind Date.
Which is awesome.
That's what we learned tonight. But there is always next week. Speaking of next week, we have clips.
We do have clips.
So we're going to get to our first clip thanks to our friends over at E, and this one features Cameron. So let's get into clip number one.
I'm so excited for this.
Ray J is one of my friends. He's like a friend of the family, and I know that if we hang out, paparazzi's definitely gonna grab pictures.
So you're just getting back to the routine of working out and everything?
Yeah.
That's what gets you in shape right now.
Cardio.
Okay.
Yoga. I wanna do like different stretching techniques. Cause I know in yoga you gotta like
be flexible.
And together, right?
Before we can even make it into the gym, there's paparazzi, they're taking pictures, they're recording videos.
After you.
Thank you.
Please.
I'm just like, yes, this is working exactly how I wanted it to.
You got some big guns there.
That's not using your friends or anything at all. Sorry, but it's true. It's like, oh, hey, you know, I'm friends with this famous person, and paparazzi's going to follow him everywhere, and, you know, they're going to get pictures and stuff of us together, and it's going to be great.
We know what Ray J is famous for, right? Or do we not? Do we not know?
I don't actually know, no.
Ray J is Brandy's brother. Do we remember Brandy?
Oh, yes, I remember Brandy.
And I believe Ray J was one of the partners with Kardashian, I think.
Maybe?
I believe so. I know he's been involved with that sort of thing, so...
Possibly?
Yeah.
Either way, it doesn't really matter. It's just, it kind of feels like I get she's got an album dropping. But it just feels like she's, you know, kind of using him a little bit. Like, oh, you know, he's famous, so let's use him to get my name out there. It's like, what?
Oh, I know. Oh, I know. Trust me, I know.
That just kind of feels a little shady, that's mm-hmm. all.
Oh, all right, trust me. That makes it, you know... Yeah, and I just love that. All this paparazzi's there. Two people there.
Shh.
I'm sorry. And yes, it was Ray J with Kim Kardashian.
That makes sense.
So that's clip number one, and we'll get more into that when we actually watch it fully next week. But we have clip number two ready to go, so let's kick it into clip number two.
6 Divas tag team match.
Seems to be a little miscommunication with Eva Marie and Summer Rae.
Every single time I go in for a tag, Summer completely sidesweeps me and tags in Tamina. Now all of a sudden, Summer cuts me off and tags herself in. Are you kidding me? This is not going how I expected it to go at all.
Tag me to Tamina Snooker.
She didn't tag even at all.
The team of Miss Talia and the Bella Twins.
I am so pissed. Like, I'm fuming. Why didn't she tag me in? Why didn't you tag me? My hand's out there for you.
Me and Tamina worked all weekend, so, like, you know, so we worked all weekend.
Basically, and then there's no red and gold. Because you barely are that selfish that you think it's all about you.
I want red and gold, but, I mean, we need more practice.
You think it's a summer show? It's not.
Fine, bye.
What the hell happened out there?
I was reaching literally, I don't know, maybe like 3 or 4 times, and she made
maybe
it
the whole match.
Maybe the whole match.
I don't get it.
Hey. Hey, girl. Hey, can I talk to you real quick?
Yeah.
So, what was that all about?
With Eva?
Yeah, you never tagged her in the match.
I tried, like, she just sucks. Like, I tried so bad, and, like, I went to Chrono, and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, this is so soon. Like, I don't think we're ready. And I was, like, told him, I was, like, on the live events this weekend, I was with Tamina. For me, it's, like, better if, like, I make it look good, and I know Tamina's going to be there to make it look good, too.
To be honest, I couldn't even get past it looking good. All I got was sitting there watching was you not tagging her in.
I just need her to retain it or show me that she has, like, the passion. I don't know. I'm just annoyed. I'm sorry, I gotta go. Like, we have Fandango. Bye.
Ooh! Well!
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Okay then. Yeah. We're gonna have some fun next week with that.
Oh, it's going down next week. That clip pretty much speaks for itself, but yeah, it's going down next week between Summer and Eva. Here we go.
Yeah. I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing beyond that. Like I said, it all speaks for itself. But on that note, I think we're done.
Yeah, we're done. So long.
So thanks to everybody for listening. We're going to go recover from that clip in this week's episode. And don't forget, next week, episode 8, season 2, it's going down. We're going to see Trinity's eye injury and so much more. But, well, we've got to wait. And you've got to wait. So until then, we'll see you later. Bye.